The Guardian.
As you gather tonight in St. Paul, I want to share some thoughts about our nominee, a great American, and the next president of the United States, John McCain.
I'm Richard Adams outside the Excel Center in St. Paul, where the first day of the Republican convention has finally got underway. It now, as of tonight, it starts to feel like a real convention again. You've got a hall full of the chairing delegates and speeches are being given, compared to yesterday when the whole city felt a bit dead. It still feels a little bit like the whole convention's got off on the wrong foot, like this is not really a proper start, but I think things will heat up again a bit more tomorrow.
If you want to know who John McCain is, if you want to know what John McCain values, look at the men and women who wear America's uniform today. This is the kind of character that civilizations from the beginning of our history have sought in their leaders.
And a strong executive and proven reformer, Governor Sarah Palin. I'm proud that America's first female vice president will be a Republican woman.
The speakers ranged from the two Bushes, Laura Bush in person and George Bush via video satellite link. There was Fred Thompson, the former presidential candidate, and there was Joe Lieberman, the former Democratic senator from Connecticut.
I'm here to support John McCain because country matters more than party.
They had two consistent messages. One was that Sarah Palin was a very good choice for vice president. The other one was that John McCain served in the military and was a prisoner of war and has suffered for his country and was an even better choice to be president.
Senator Barack Obama is a gifted and eloquent young man who I think can do great things for our country in the years ahead. But my friends, eloquence is no substitute for a record. Not in these tough times for America.
The attacks on the Democrats and Obama in particular were understated. They were more concerned with making a contrast in terms of putting America first, the implication being that Republicans put America first and Democrats don't. Fred Thompson described John McCain as, "We don't need to ask, who is this man?" The implication being that Barack Obama is exotic and unknown.
Now, speaking of the vice presidential nominee, what a breath of fresh air Governor Sarah Palin is.
Sarah Palin was announced only last Friday as John McCain's vice president, and in the 4 or 5 days since that has passed, a number of fascinating stories about Mrs. Palin's past have started to emerge. I mean, there was the case of her 17-year-old daughter was pregnant, was one in particular, but a number of other things, such as her attempt to ban books from libraries, her interest in teaching creationism in schools in Alaska, and a number of other things. And this is only after 4 days. I mean, another week, who knows what will come out.
John will have an outstanding leader at his side. America will have a strong and principled vice president in the governor of the great state of Alaska, Sarah Palin.
Well, tomorrow is Sarah Palin's big day in that she gets to speak to a national audience. There'll be a lot of interest in her speech. And given the way that she's being portrayed as inexperienced and young, in fact, the expectations for her will be very low. So as long as she doesn't fall over on the way to the platform, she'll probably be fine. My guess is that she'll talk about her family, the time that she's been governor of Alaska, and she'll try and present herself as a sort of modern and fresh. She may even talk about her history-breaking role in being the first Republican vice presidential nominee who is a woman. But I think she'd be more interested in doing what she's done since she was named, which is energizing the conservative base. So it'd be very interesting to look at her speech and see what sort of messages she's trying to put out and who she's trying to reach. I think that'll be interesting. I'd be very surprised if she was trying to actually win Democrats over. I mean, I don't think there's any possibility of that. But it would be interesting to see how she tries to pitch herself at independents and former Republican voters.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.